episode 2913, The Heart's Beat and the Love It Holds.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is the weekend. It's Relationship Builders, and you need to be working on your marriage as much as you need to be working on your own personal development. You have an extraordinary person in your life, you know, the one that's sleeping next to you. And so why not dive into what God has in store for you, the heart's beat and the love it holds. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Now, before we dive in, I want to make an announcement here. We are partnering with Pray.com. I am so excited. All I've got to say is podcast and a brand new TV show. Yes, we will be on there live. It'll happen weekly on Tuesdays, 11:30 Eastern time. And so mark your calendars. It happens this coming Tuesday. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. On January 10th. And so with that though, you want to be here. And you also want to stay tuned on pray.com. And more will come. So if you're not signed up for the newsletter, get in the newsletter. You want to get to come and be a part of the community. It's exciting. createyournow.mn.co. So we've got a lot happening. A brand new year. 2023 is going to be incredible. So with that being said, let's dive in. All about relationships. Marriage is a union built on love, commitment, and trust. When nurtured and cultivated, it brings joy and fulfillment. Create the rhythm in your marriage with the heart's beat and the love it holds. How is your heart beating toward your spouse? I mean, I really want you to think about this. Have you had thoughts of wishing life was different? And in what way? Maybe the thoughts were good. Maybe they're a little bad. Okay, I want you to be honest. This is between you and me and God. I mean, you're not sharing it directly with me, but we're having this conversation, right, to bring up what's inside you. They might be ones that lead you astray, away from your spouse, or they might be ones that create a desire to draw you closer to your spouse. Today, I want you to focus on how your heart's beat is leading your thoughts and actions toward your spouse and marriage. Whether we want to admit it or not, we are called to renew our minds. Temptation and unrealistic expectations are always in front of us. They're always in front of you, right? Just look at your social media, whatever you peruse on a daily basis. You know, it could be Instagram, it could be Facebook, but you look at it and you're like, oh, they just look so in love. Oh, I wish I had a man like that, or man, I just wish my woman would treat me like she treats him. If only. The Bible tells us to guard our hearts with all diligence. That comes from Proverbs 4:23, right? This is especially important in marriage as our hearts are closely connected to the heart of our spouses, right? Your heart is connected to your spouse. And in fact, our hearts are like gardens, and the things we allow to grow there will ultimately bear fruit in our lives. When we allow negative thoughts and emotions to fill our hearts, it can affect the heart and the health of our marriage. But when we fill our hearts with love, patience and understanding, kindness and goodness, it can strengthen the bond between you and your spouse. You don't want the weeds of this world to overtake what God has united together. Think about that. Are you letting your job get in the way of your marriage? That's a weed. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't earn money because you need money to pay for things. You got to have a roof over your head. That requires money. I get all of that. But you also have to build a strong foundation in your marriage. So you got to till the soil. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Till the soil. S-O-I-L. Tilling the soil involves turning over about the first 6 to 10 inches of the soil before planting new seeds. All right, it's soon going to be that time to plant new seeds. Well, it's a new season for you, so we're going to do it now. Your marriage needs tilling often. And if you let what falls on top continue to stay there, it's going to suffocate your relationship. You won't have a marriage. And if you do, It's not going to be the one that you dream about. It's not going to be the one that you see when you peruse your social media feeds. So till the soil. S-O-I-L. Number one, S, strengthen your purpose in your marriage. What is it? What do you want your marriage to stand for? I think a lot of us get married because, oh, well, it's just time. It's that next step in life. It's that next stage. Everybody expects us to go from, you know, kindergarten through high school. Maybe we go to college or we get a certification and we figure out what we want to be when we grow up. And then, oh, we fall in love. And whether it's after, before, or during, you're like, okay, I've fallen in love. I found the person I want to be with for the rest of my life. White house, picket fences, it's beautiful. So you say, I do. But never do we stop long enough and say, what is the purpose of marriage for me, for my fiance? What is the purpose for us? What do you stand for? You know, they're superheroes, right? Of course, they're pretend, but let's just go there for a moment. What would be your superhero strength in your marriage? Seriously, what's your purpose? I know my husband and I, we are a dynamic couple, but for a while we weren't. We were nowhere close to being superheroes. And we were very destructive in our own ways separately, but it really wrecked our marriage as a whole. And we had to go through some CRAP in order to get to where we are today. You can have an incredible marriage, but you've got to strengthen your purpose in your marriage. What is it? What do you want it to look like? What do you want to be? And how do you want to show up as a superhero? When people look at you and peruse your feed, what do they see? Think about it. Number two, O, observe your thoughts and actions. What are you thinking now about your marriage and your spouse? I want you to be real and I want you to be honest. Get to the heart of what matters, good or bad. And you've got to understand that from the point of, all right, this is where I'm at. Because you've got to know where you are to know to where you want to get to be, right? You can't set a GPS. Have you ever tried to figure out the direction without your current location? It doesn't go over real well. You're going to get lost. So you've got to observe your thoughts and actions where you are right now. And if you're not in a good space, don't beat yourself up over it. You're just being honest about where you are. That's okay. Then it allows you to be real. You can get to the heart of what matters. And then you can say, okay, number three, I, internalize your preparation. You have got to take heart to what matters. Let go of the stuff that doesn't matter. Stop keeping score. Let bygones be bygones. Invest in what God makes possible. But that means you've got to do all the other stuff because you got to know where you're located, right? To get that GPS working, to know that, okay, if I've got to have that heart's beat and the love it holds, if I want it so strong and secure, that means I've got to do a lot of inside work on myself. And when you invest in what God makes possible, well, it leads you to number four, L, love with God's heart. Your rhythm has got to be connected to God. 1 Corinthians 13:13 reminds us that faith, hope, and love remain, and that the greatest of these is love. Love is the foundation of a healthy marriage and is essential for fulfilling life together. And that love, it doesn't come from your heart. It comes from God. God is love. And when we turn to Him and allow His love to flow into our hearts, it will overflow into our marriage and into the lives of those around us. The heart's beat and the love it holds comes from our Creator. You can't extend the love your spouse deserves without allowing God to love you first and then extending that love shown to you by God to your spouse. Call it complicated? Well, it is a little bit. It is a puzzle. But it's one step at a time that leads to miles of greatness. And remember, it's the extension of God's heart, His love for you, your spouse, and your family, because God loved you first. So my prayer for you today, as you move into this beautiful new year of 2023, may your thoughts and actions be a mirror of God's love. As your heart's beat is strengthened by God's grace, be quick to listen and slow to speak. And with every waking morning, may you choose to till the soil, instilling a foundation of faith, hope, and love. Go out, my friend, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.